Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Dhampur Bioorganics Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by SKP Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Naveen Agarwal, Head Institutional Equities at SKP Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Dhampur Bioorganics Limited and SKP Securities to this financial results conference call. We have with us Mr. Gautam Goyal, Managing Director, and Mr. Nalin Gupta, CFO. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Goyal, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Gautam.
Thank you, Naveen, and good evening all, and thank you very much for attending the call. So this is the call to discuss the operational and financial performance for the quarter and half-yearly ended 30th September 2024. The company's results and investor presentations have already been uploaded on the stock exchanges and the company's website, and we hope that you have had the opportunity to go through them. I'd like to commence by highlighting the key economic factors pertaining to the sugar and ethanol industries, followed by an overview of our company's operations. Post this, Nalin, our CFO, will present an update on our financial performance. As per the latest estimates from ISMA, the domestic consumption is estimated to be around 29 million tons, and with negligible exports, the domestic sugar stocks are estimated to be at 8 million tons at the end of the sugar season 2023-24, which is 30th September 2024, and which is more than the minimum requirement of about 6 million tons. With the estimated gross sugar production of 33.6 million tons in sugar for the sugar season 24-25, and about 3.8 million tons of likely diversion for ethanol, it is estimated, and the consumption is expected to be in the region of 29.3 million tons, and the net sugar production is estimated to be 29.8 million tons. So with the 29.3 million tons and 8 million tons of opening stock, there would be an excess of about 2.5 million tons over the 6 million tons of minimum stock required. And this is what we hope that the government will consider ISMA's and the industry's demand favorably to allow an early export of this surplus quantity. For the sugar season 24-25, the government has already raised the fair and remunerative price for sugarcane by rupees 25 per quintal to rupees 340 per quintal for a basic recovery of 10.25%. The sugar prices have remained range-bound in Uttar Pradesh, and the prices currently range between ₹3,850 to ₹3,950 per quintal up north, and while the mills in Maharashtra are selling sugar at about 3,450 to ₹3,600 per quintal. We hope the minimum selling price, the MSP of sugar, will be increased to reflect the increase in cost of production, and this would help in keeping and increasing the sugar prices to a more sustainable and viable level. Despite rising production costs, the sugar minimum selling price has remained unchanged since 2019, and currently it stands at rupees 31 per kg. Now moving to ethanol. The Government of India's move to permit sugar manufacturers to produce ethanol from sugarcane juice, B heavy molasses and C heavy molasses for the ethanol supply year 24-25, and also allowing mills to manufacture rectified spirit and extra neutral alcohol from all three feedstocks, which is sugarcane juice, B heavy molasses and C molasses for the season, are positive developments. Out of the estimated requirement of 825 crore liters finalized by the ONCs for the previous ethanol year, which is 23-24, to achieve a blending target of 15%. OMCs have already lifted 585 crore liters till 30th September. Out of this, 252 crore liters have been contributed by the sugar segment. The grain segment supplied 333 crore liters, achieving an average blending of 13.8%. For the current ethanol supply year, that is 24-25, the oil marketing companies have established their total requirement at 916 crore liters, which would result in an overall blending of about 18%. Out of this, 189 crore liters have been contracted by sugarcane juice from sugarcane juice. 114 crore liters have been contracted for B heavy molasses and 9 crore liters from C molasses segment, taking the total to 312 crore liters allocated to the sugar segment. And the grain segment's allocation stands at 525 crore liters. For the first time, the tenders have responded with an extra 6% of requirement to about 970 crore liters. The move pertaining the diversion of sugar to ethanol is expected to advance the overall 20% blending target to about 2025, much earlier than the 2030 period. Currently, the basic rate for sugarcane juice and B-heavy derived ethanol have remained the same, which is rupees 65.61 per liter for sugarcane juice base ethanol and rupees 60.73 per liter for B-heavy molasses. C-heavy molasses, these rates have remained unchanged for the last 2 years. C-heavy molasses derived ethanol prices meanwhile increased last year from 49.41 rupees per liter to 56.28 rupees per liter. The prices for the current year have yet to be announced, and we are also hopeful there could be some sort of marginal increase. The request has been made by the industry bodies, and we hope the Indian government will consider it favorably. Globally, the projected surplus for the current year is about 4.5 million tons. And there has been a little spike in the international sugar prices owing to a considerably shorter crop in Brazil, due to severe drought and forest fires. Now, I'll move on to our performance, the key highlights of our performance. Our sugar sales during Q2 FY25 stood at 99,147 tons, an increase of 5% from 94,870 tons during the previous year, during Q2 FY24. Our focus on institutional sales and the increased volume helped us get a little better price over the corresponding quarter last year, due to which our overall sugar realization improved from ₹238,164 per ton in Q2 FY24 to ₹38,720 per ton in Q2 FY25. Due to continued restrictions on cane and B-heavy molasses derived ethanol, which were imposed by the government for the sugar season 23-24 in the month of December, our ethanol production declined from 26 million liters in Q2 FY24 to 6 million liters in Q2 FY25. Thus, our total ethanol sales also declined from 26.5 million liters to 10 million liters in Q2 FY25. And B-heavy molasses-derived ethanol sales declined to 2 million liters in Q2 FY25 from 24 million liters in the corresponding quarter last year. Looking towards the upcoming season, our plant in Mansoorpur has already commenced production, and our remaining two plants in Asmauli and Mirganj should be starting within the next week, 10 days. As already highlighted in our previous communications, conversions of our part of our capacity of our distillery to a dual feed process is on track. And I would now like to hand over to Nalin for an update on the financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you, Gautam, and good afternoon all of you. Let me take you through a key standalone financial highlights of Q2 and H1 FY25, followed by the segment highlights for Q2 and H1 FY25. Revenue from operations for Q2 FY25 stood at 633 crores as against the 660 crores in Q2 FY24. The decrease in revenue is mainly on account of lower ethanol sale. EBITDA for Q2 FY25 stood at negative of 7.4 crores as against EBITDA of 20.5 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. Profit before tax for Q2 FY25 declined to negative of 34.5 crores from 1.2 crores of profit in Q2 FY24. Profit after tax in Q2 FY25 stood at negative of rupees 22.5 crores as against 81 lakhs in Q2 FY24. For H1 FY25, revenue stood at 1,271 crores as compared to 1,342 crores in H1 FY24. EBITDA for H1 FY25 stood at 27.2 crores as against 61.7 crores in H1 FY24. EBITDA margin stood at 2.1% as against 4.6% in the corresponding period last year. Profit before tax for H1 FY25 stood at negative of rupees 32.8 crores as compared to profit of 18 crores in H1 FY24. Profit after tax stood at negative of rupees 21.3 crores in H1 FY25 as against profit of 11.7 crores in H1 FY24. Moving on to the segmental highlights, sugar segment reported a revenue of 403 crores in Q2 FY25 as against 459 crores in Q2 FY24. EBIT loss stood at 11 crores as against EBIT profit of 32 lakhs in corresponding quarter last year. Revenue in H1 FY25 was at 831.5 crores as compared to 914 crores. In H1 FY24, EBIT stood at rupees 11.4 crores in H1 FY25 as compared to 20.9 crores reported in H1 FY24. We sold 99,147 tons of sugar in Q2 FY25 against 94,870 tons of sugar sold in Q2 FY24. Our average sugar realization for Q2 FY25 increased by 1.46% to 38.72 per kg from 38.16 per kg in Q2 FY24. Our inventory as on 30th September 2024 stood at 1.03 lakh tons of sugar valued at 34.12 per kg as compared to 10,364 tons of sugar as on 30th September 2023. Which was valued at 34.9 per kg. Moving to the biofuel segment, this segment reported a revenue of 65 crores as compared to 157 crores in the same quarter in previous fiscal. Biofuel segment EBIT stood at negative of rupees 2 lakh in this quarter as compared to 14.5 crores in Q2 FY24. We sold 10.3 million bug liters of ethanol at an average realization of rupees 55.71 per liter. In country liquor segment, our revenue stood at 187 crores in Q2 FY25 as compared to 143 crores in Q2 FY24. EBIT margin stood at 1.41% in Q2 FY25. We sold 760,200 cases of country liquor at an average realization of 274 against 596,880 cases of country liquor in Q2 FY24. Interest cost in this quarter has gone from 8.8 crores in Q2 FY24 to 15.76 crores in this quarter, mainly on account of substantially higher inventory and higher deployment of internal accruals towards capex in the same period. Our long-term loan stood at 239 crores as on 30th September 2024 as against 230 crores as on 31st June 2024. We have repaid long-term loans of around 34 crores during the first half. Long-term debt equity remained at 0.24 times. We believe steady cash flows and profits from our operations are an opportunity to avail interest and subvention. The scheme of government of India will remain our balance sheet strength. Long-term and short-term rating of the company continues to be assigned by CARE at A with a stable outlook. With this, I request the moderator to open the floor for questions, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask the question. The first question is from the line of Aman Kumar Santalia from AK Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Aman.
Good evening. Yeah.
Sir, how much varietal changes we have done in our command area?
Sir, I mean, varietal changes has been going on for the last 2 years, so I won't have the exact percentage numbers, but we are pretty much at industry average in our part of the region, you know, in Mansoorpur, Asmoli and Meerganj. There is obviously a greater amount of newer varieties in plant cane as compared to the ratoon cane. But if my memory serves me correct, it will be that the plant cane varietal changes between different factories will stand at anything between, you know, 15% to 30-35%.
Okay, sir. And sir, how much increase in the crushing we are expecting in this in the current season?
This will become a little bit of a forward-looking statement, Manji, but fair enough to say that, you know, we do believe we will have some amount. We don't, the overall increase in UP is not supposed to be much. In fact, as per latest estimates, it's supposed to be static. In West UP, the crop is looking considerably good. We do expect some increase there. In our Asmoli and Meerganj area, we could see maybe not the similar level of increase as compared to West UP, but we're definitely hopeful we'll crush higher than last year.
And sir, as weather is supporting the recovery in the sugar cane, so do we expect better recovery compared to last season?
Again, early days, sir, but you know, two reasons. We do hope that there will be something, some sort of improvements. One is on account of varietal replacements and second is we hope that there will be better efficiencies. And from the weather perspective, there have been some delayed rains, so some of the neighboring factories which have started has so far not shown any increasing trend of recovery, but we do hope that will get reversed sooner looking at the way overall temperature differentials are playing up.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vikram Vilas Suryavanshi from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, sir. Sir, if you look at the sugar segment revenue of 402 crore compared to 459 crore last year, same quarter, our sales volume for sugar and realization are more or less similar. Around like a 50 crore difference is because of power or gas sale, or is there anything else if you can explain?
No.
So volume, Vikram, you mentioned, right, but you rightly mentioned there was a bagasse and sale and some income which is part of sugar segment is not there this year, which upfronted got sold in Q1 and Q4 of last year.
Also, last year's season was lesser than the previous year, so the cogen revenue was also lower last year as compared to the previous year.
Okay, and now our sugar inventory has been quite good. So, as per release mechanism, our sales, sugar sales volume should significantly improve in second half. Is that right assumption?
So we have been getting about, you know, the sugar, as per the release order takes into account the people who have balanced. So our sugar releases have been fairly constant, you know, 30,000 tons, between 30,000 to 35,000 tons.
Right, okay. And in terms of ethanol output, what could be the estimated ethanol output between, say, sugar and grain for this season?
This is for us as a company, or this is for the country as a whole?
This is a small company.
So, see, our grain plant is yet to commission, and the tender came out, the tender which came out recently, specify that only the plants which have been, which are operational, can bid for the tender. So we could not bid for the grain-based plant tender, but we are maximizing our ethanol there. We have bid for a certain quantity of syrup-based ethanol. We have also bid for B-heavy ethanol, and we have some quantity of C-ethanol with the private OMCs, the private oil marketing companies. We expect that this year the ethanol supply to be in the region of about 6 crore liters.
6 crore liters.
I think the total ethanol quantity which we have contracted for the current year is 6.5 crore liters.
Okay, I think that okay, got it. And I will run factories during season for syrup.
Sorry, we couldn't understand that, Vikramji.
During season now, which has started, we'll run basically we'll produce ethanol from syrup.
Some capacity, part of a capacity will be used from syrup, part of it will also be used for B-heavy or C-molasses, depending on ethanol to the other suppliers and also for our levy requirement.
Okay. And all the factories now started crushing, or is there any delay for us?
Only Mansoorpur has started, sir. So there was no delay. There was delayed Diwali, and because of late rain, we didn't find any big reason to start earlier than this. Mansoorpur has already started crushing. Asmoli is supposed to start in this week, and Mirganj probably early next week.
Understood. And the last question from my side is about what would be the landed cost of cane for us broadly?
The cane price in UP hasn't increased. So I think the UP cane price is
370 SAP.
The SAP is 370
for general variety.
And so, but after that you take into account transportation, but there's no general, so pretty much 100% is 100%.
82 is around the landed cost of
sugar. Landed cost of sugar cane for us.
Okay,
82 rupees a quintal of sugar. A quintal of cane, sorry.
Right, right. And any thought or government discussion happening on the expectation of ethanol price increase or MSP or export?
So we have been, as an association, we have all been requesting the government to do it earlier than usual, earlier than later. You know, they have been really, we haven't got any favorable decisions last year, and industries, we fear that this, if they don't take any sizable remedial measures, you could find some stresses building up, especially in the inefficient mills, which could eventually start leading to cane price arrears by some of our colleagues. Now, there have been talk about MSP being considered for an upward revision. On the ethanol quantity, we were more bullish. Something will happen on the ethanol pricing, but we have got sufficient quantities. So, I mean, fingers crossed, and export also now, we believe there is adequate reason to allow for sugar to about 2 million tons plus of sugar export. So, fingers crossed that the government will start looking into all this. Maybe they will get a little bit more time to consider all this post the Maharashtra election.
Understood, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Lana Falguni Dutta from Answer Our Financials. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Sir, I just have one question. What is the cost of sugar for us for this season which has got ended?
The valuation as of 30th September for white is 35.18, and overall it is 30.4 per kg. 34.4 per kg for the whole of sugar, and for white sugar it is 35.18 per kg.
What's the difference between
sugar,
the two?
We have some raw sugar which will be processed during the early part of this year to be made into refined sugar.
Okay, so this 35.2 is for refined sugar.
Yes.
Yes.
That's true.
And does this include interest and depreciation?
No. Depreciation, direct depreciation which is on the plant, that is included. Admin depreciation is normally not included, and interest is never part of COP.
Okay.
Right.
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Padma.
Thank you very much. Next question is from the line of Vivek Gupta from Novus Capital Limited. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Vivek here.
Yeah, Vivek. Hi, good evening.
Sir, I just had a couple of questions. So what will be the expected number of cane crush days this season? Will it be higher or lower than last year?
Cane crushing days?
Yeah.
Cane crushing days, we don't see much of a difference. You know, at best you could have about, I think I would imagine about between 7 days to plus minus 2-3 days.
Okay. No, given that you have higher capacity, that's why the question was
there. Last year the capacity utilization was lower because you had a sizable amount of lower cane areas towards the second part of the plant cane.
Mm-hmm.
We see a more steady and a better capacity utilization per day that we crush because of better cane availability.
Okay, sir. Second was on maize ethanol. You mentioned that you could not bid because the plant was not ready. So does that mean for the entire season you will not be able to bid, or you can bid later?
It will depend on when the tenders come out. See, but on maize ethanol, there are two factors which are very interesting to note. There is a marginal deficit for the government and for the OMCs in Q3, Q4 basis, 18%. There have been some discussions to maybe try and front-end to E20 sooner than later. Now, depending on Q3, Q4, when they have, if they have surplus capacities required, the OMCs do come out for regular tenders as the time progresses. And also one has to also keep in mind that all the maize-based grain plants are pretty much, they have bid for the entire quantity. They don't have a clear-cut vision on the prices of maize in the later part of the year. So they have that raw material exposure on their books, which we probably don't have right now, and we'll see how this thing plays out.
So, effectively, if the tenders come, then you could bid later on.
Of course, when our plants are ready and the CTO is there, and then, you know, as we said, our plants should be ready before the end of the year, then we'll be ready to make a bid for it and we'll start planning for it accordingly.
And for an overall strategy for ethanol, including maize, since the maize prices are very high, do you anticipate you would be getting maize at the right price?
Again, very difficult to say. Currently, the maize prices have softened a little bit, but that's also because the new crop of maize has just come out. And in between, some of the plants were shut because there was non-availability of maize. But we were just doing a rough assessment for the quantity of maize, for the quantity of ethanol, which has been tendered for. I think roughly 11 million tons of maize is required, which I don't think the country has. If you look at the entire demand for the country has between poultry and ethanol sectors, I don't think this is the kind of numbers which are going to be produced. But, you know, these are just very early, because I don't hold me to these numbers, because they were just some very early numbers which the association was me. We'll have a better handle on it in the coming sort of week or two.
No, I agree. So I was reading some report that the maize prices again will be back to 25-26 levels by December, January.
Kind of ethanol quantity which has been committed, you know, you have both the quantity of maize availability and the DDGS prices. The greater
right.
The quantity of maize ethanol, then you have the greater ethanol being produced, and then you have greater DDGS has a downward pressure on the prices. But for us, you know, we were always clear that our capacity was a swing capacity. Our capacity was never for a steady run. It was a capacity utilization and opportunistic capacity. And we hope we will get enough opportunities at different times to strategically utilize and maximize profitability because of this.
On ethanol itself, or the rather margin between sugar and ethanol, as of now, at the current prices, is it better for sugar or ethanol?
Again, different regions have different economics, and different factories with their production mix will have different economics. Our view is we would like to front-end some syrup-based ethanol because that will help us. We already have sizable sugar stocks. If you see, we have close to 10 lakh quintals, 100,000 tons of sugar stock as compared to 10 times stock that we had over last year. And we know that there will be enough sugar produced in the coming year and there could be a higher sugar production next year. So we don't really want to be carrying too much of stock. So we would like to, so the earlier we, if we are able to sell syrup-based ethanol in the earlier part of the year, we at least, you know, lock in that price, we lock in and we avoid the carrying cost of that sugar.
Right.
Whereas the prices in Maharashtra, Karnataka are lower for them, obviously it makes sense to divert more into ethanol.
Mm-hmm. So effectively around 60% utilization of ethanol plant, given that you're saying 6.5 crore liters.
No, that's only for ethanol. Then we have our levy requirement also. You know, there's about 18-19% is for levy requirement. So we will be at about 8.5 crore liters between for our own internal requirement between levy and this thing. So we have about 15% of idle capacity left, which we can use for grain-based ethanol. We can buy molasses if it's cheap and send it to other people. So we'll have options to play around over there.
85% utilization, you're saying?
Roughly between 82-85%.
Right, right.
It depends upon the final cane numbers, obviously.
Okay. So, and when do you expect this excess sugar stocks which you have to come to normal level?
It depends now with the sugar, ethanol, with the prices of ethanol, with the ethanol quantities that we've already contracted and we've been allocated. We will see our distilleries are going to start in the next, you know, distilleries already started. As small as sugar season starts, syrup will start getting diverted. So, we'll start seeing some sort of positive benefit. Now, if the government does give sugar export, that will further help reduce the overall stock position.
Right, right. That's about it, sir. That's about it from my side.
Thank you. Thank you, Vivek.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think I would just like to point out over here, Vivek, I'm sorry, I know you've disconnected. You know, we have pharma-grade sugar, so we do tend to get a premium for our sugar that is export, whenever export comes in. So that is the other advantage that we as a company enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Harsh Patel from Alpha Alternatives. Please go ahead.
Hi. Recently last, on October 24th, there was a recent development saying the Supreme Court had allowed the state government to regulate and tax industrial alcohol. So how does that impact the entire sugar industry as a whole?
See, early days, we don't know, but from I think for UP, it was a non-event. Because UP, there have been enough controls with the government exercises directly or indirectly through molasses and through other sort of ways. And governments are also aware that this is a national program, this needs support, this also helps cane price payment and everything else. So I don't know whether there will be too much of a, in real terms, there will be too much of an impact. I mean, you could see some marginal sporadic impacts there,
but
not
by
for us in UK, I think it is a non-event.
But by when can we expect the clarity on this?
There is nothing to clarify in this, Harsh, because the law is clear. Now, the Supreme Court has given state the authorities. Now, if they choose to make some differences and make some restrictions there, they'll do it and we'll only know then. We won't have any advanced knowledge to that effect.
Okay. That's it for my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Udit Gupta, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So my question is, so how is the cane crop looking right now after the red rot and the everything, sir?
Good afternoon, good evening, Udit, and thank you for joining. And the cane crop, as we were mentioning, you know, we have plants in three different sort of locations. Mansurpur, which is in West UP. There the crop is quite healthy and the red rot seems to be considerably under control. In Asmauli and Mirganj, there is a little bit more red rot than Mansurpur, but we have been doing a lot of work to keep it contained and do varietal replacement. So we hope it will remain, we won't see a big adverse impact because of this.
And so what is the crushing number that we're looking at this season?
And as I mentioned earlier when Aman asked, I don't want to give any specific number, but I think it would be fair to say we are expecting, we are hoping we'll be higher than last year for sure. I mean, I think it's too early to give any projected numbers right now.
And sir, how much of a varietal change have we already implemented in terms of the
About our plant scale, we are in the region of 20%, plus minus 5% in different factories.
Okay. And sir, you were just talking about the crushing to someone that in terms of crushing days. So last year, because of the plant chain being affected, we had ended crushing very early. So would the number of days increase this year?
See, we don't anticipate a big change in the number of days. As I mentioned, we do expect it could be up by 5 to 7 days. But you see that what also happened last year, the average capacity utilization during the plant gate period was also low because of overall reduced availability during that entire period.
Right.
So, as of now, the overall country, UP's projection numbers, overall cane numbers are not projected to be considerably, expected to be similar to last year. I think some places and some regions could be a little lower, some could be marginally higher. But you'll see a better capacity utilization during the days you operate.
I get it. And sir, any other further CapEx plans that we have apart from the grain distillery that is under implementation?
So, which we had already discussed, we do believe our sugar is basically, we don't see any major capexes or capacity enhancement plans for the sugar in the foreseeable future. We do continue to look at value addition, how do we, can we do further value addition in our sugar segment by doing different kind of initiatives there. And our grain ethanol, our country liquor capacity, we are seeing a steady growth in our volume, so we need to do some marginal capexes there to increase bottling capacity. But they're all fairly nominal and, well within, they're not really big capexes to write about.
Sir, are we looking at the branded liquor business like some of the other companies are doing?
It's early days. We are studying it and watching it very eagerly. We will have a grain distillery. We will have, we are in the country liquor space. So let's say we don't see a reason why we should not explore it. But we haven't formed up. We need to study it very thoroughly and understand what are the best opportunities and place for us there.
And so you were talking about, so in the current season, we're looking at ethanol of about 6.5 crore liters. So what was the number for the last season?
Last season, our total ethanol supply was just about how much?
Last season was a 2 MCs only.
I think we check the numbers and get back to
you
shortly.
Udit, I'll come back to you on this.
Yeah, no problem. I said 6.5 crore liters so that we are talking about this season. So that's for the OMC, right?
Roughly six. Let me just give you the exact numbers. Just bear with us for 5 minutes. I think we have the entire quantity that we've committed for.
No, I'm talking about the current season, so the one we have
reached. 32 is here and 3.
So,
2 OMC.
Exactly. Just give us, before the call is over, we'll get you the exact numbers.
Okay. Sir, the question was that you just said that we have about 15 to 20% idle capacity in ethanol, which can be used in the grain or something else. So, why are we planning for that idle capacity and why aren't we supplying like 8 crore liters or something?
So see, we have to look at our ideal raw material mix. So we have projected a certain amount of increase in our cane crush.
Right.
And we've optimized our entire cane crush. Now we have 3 outlets for alcohol. You know, you have syrup-based ethanol, you have B-heavy-based ethanol, you have C-ethanol, and you have country liquor levy obligations.
Yes.
So this is the cane crush. You optimize what is the maximum syrup and be heavy and everything else. And we also realize that we get a certain premium over sugar. And right. The sugar and the be heavy prices haven't really been increased over last year. So with the price that we get for sugar, we don't find a tearing reason to say, listen, we need to not make sugar and make ethanol. So between carrying costs, optimum sales, cane availability, we keep those options open and then at the right opportune time, we can either buy molasses, we can buy grain, we can do all these things which are available to us.
So we can increase our contracted quantity even later on in the next 10 years?
Only when the next tender comes, of course we can increase. We can say we want to divert more syrup, for example, if we want to. But for Q1, Q2, they are already committed, so we don't see any scope there.
Okay. Until
unless you go for E20, but that E20 won't come in for Q1 for sure.
Right. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, please, if you could provide us in the capex which we have already incurred on our grain-based facility, and I think with the capital work in progress, closing balance as on September 24 is 94 crore. So if you could just provide the breakup of this.
So, namaskar, Saket ji. Sorry, I think Nalin will provide this to you. The closing balance, 94 crore. Sorry? Closing balance, didn't get the second, after second question, nahi samajh mein aaya closing balance.
Jee, sir. Sir, yeh 94 crore ka closing balance hai, mein kitna aapka grain base ke liye, iska breakup kya hai, and when are we going to capitalize?
Saket ji, the closing balance has what?
Capital work in progress.
अच्छा ओके सो इसमें हमारा अगेंस्ट कैपेक्स ऑफ 60 क्रोस अराउंड 48 क्रोस इज ऑफ ग्रेन रेस्ट इज नॉर्मल कैपेक्स
94 48 50 is ग्रेन रेस्ट इज नॉर्मल 44 बट द शुगर कैपेक्स इज दिस इज बेसिस 30th सितंबर नाउ द रेस्ट ऑफ द कैपेक्स इज 90% ऑफ दैट वाज बेसिकली द शुगर कैपेसिटीज there was some marginal efficiency and improvement works to be done and normative capexes work, which now that the season is starting, they are pretty much concluded, they are pretty much ready and done. So this was the figure for 30th September. In Q3, you will probably not find any
much difference,
much amount of any openings or a closing balance left. It will all be pretty much executed.
Okay, and for this current season, sir, we would be utilizing our this grain-based facility. I missed your comment on the same, or we will be waiting for the tendering process to come.
Current financial year, we don't think we will be utilizing a grain-based capacity. If we do, it will only be for some basic trials. We are already committed for ethanol in this FY financial year. For this season, for sure, we do hope to utilize some of our grain-based capacity. Now, it'll obviously be dependent upon tenders and things like that. But the real impact will come in the next financial year, whatever impact it comes at.
Okay, so for this year, we will have the constraint, this 48 crore capex, the interest and the depreciation would be a dent on our profitability, since the capacity will be ideal only.
Yes, to a certain extent, but this also has interest subvention in it. This is the interest subvention based capex.
Okay, how much that is that get reversed?
So, out of against that distillery, we have 40 crores loans against which we'll get the 50% interest subvention.
Okay. So, have you worked out the number, sir? How much it should be? How much is it will be debited in our interest account once we capitalize the same, or if you could just give the number. Yeah,
this is on the reducing balance. So interest rate will be repayment is starting from April 25, and the effective rate of interest will be around 4.4.
Okay. Sir, I have one question. Firstly, in your presentation, you mentioned about focusing on sugar premiumization. So if you could just explain where are we in terms of I think so you have mentioned about commitment of institutional supplies, then we intend to enhance packaged sugar capacity at Asmoli, and then about the pharma grade sugar for the prominent formulation brand. So if you could just give us some color, what kind of, I think in your last call also you mentioned about our realization going up by 4%. So what, how are these steps going to benefit us in getting higher realization, and what percentage of purchase will move towards this premiumization story?
We make our entire, basically our overall, like last year, we got some key institutions in play. This year we are hoping to, we've got pharma production capacity, we are hoping to get more and more key customers in play. We are hoping we are doing some third party private label packaging, we are trying to increase our market share. So, you know, it's very difficult to give you an exact number on the upwards impact on the pricing. But, you know, as we continue down this path, I think the better idea will be to look at the overall volume we are selling in the non-traditional Indian segment. This year, in 6 months, I think we sold about close to 25% of our sugar that we've sold.
25%.
Roughly 25% is under non-agent, non-conventional methodology. In the non-conventional channels like the institutions, industries, And we hope over the next, we hope to continue to have this going up to maybe 60-70% in the next couple of years. But that's the effort, marketing and sales effort that we are doing. So, and we will continue to give a little update on this during all our calls.
Right, sir. Sir, the gap or the lower quantity of ethanol which was supplied for the first half, were taking into account the current the regulatory setup, do you think we will be making up for most of the lost opportunity for the first half? Or if you could just elaborate to us what factors are plaguing the sector and the way forward in terms of the biofuel story, especially for the sugar industry.
So Saket ji, basically when you say make up for lost time, we can't make up because the capacity is a constraint. We have an X capacity to make ethanol. As I mentioned, the government has, the OMCs came out for the tender for the full year. And we bid on this, we were expecting a higher, we were expecting more than 100% bidding on the against this tender, and about 6% additional quantity got bid against this tender. And so we did not want to take a chance to leave any, whatever maximum ethanol that we could have produced from our own raw material, we did not want to leave that to chance for future tenders. So I'm glad to say that that all got contracted with the OMCs. Now, basis that those contracts, we will be utilizing, we do hope to utilize when the season starts. Right now, we don't have molasses. A smally Mansoorpur has just started, the molasses will start becoming available in the next couple of days. A smally starts end of the week. So syrup will start getting available, and then we hope our distilleries will operate to full capacity going forward from now till the foreseeable future, till at least Q1 next year. That 15% of idle capacity that we have left because of grain and those raw materials, depending on the ethanol demand, the raw material prices, we could utilize that 15% at any point of time post Q1 or post May, June next year. Till then, we are pretty much committed on our entire capacity. I hope that clarifies your question.
Right, but in terms of the liter supply which we have done for the first half, if you could give the comparative number of what we supplied in terms of ethanol for the last financial year and what is anticipated in terms of the contracted quantity for
last
this
financial
current year.
Last financial year, which is FY24, ethanol sale for us is 2 lakhs.
One second, I think. Just Babu and Narin will just share those. If you have your email ID, otherwise Narin will just share that with you.
And sir, one basic understanding for investing community, what are the key variable factors we should look currently for the sugar industry in, and for DBL in particular to look at what profitability of the organization would stay because of this seesaw in policy making, and it is very difficult for investors to get a handhold on the same as we as investors, and we know the dilemma the promoters would be facing in terms of the current strain on the financials of the company. So if you could just give us a brief understanding of what are the key areas we should be addressed by the government going ahead so that sustainable profitability can be achieved and it becomes a win-win proposition for all stakeholders.
Saket ji, like you said, these are regular, all I can say for us, you are completely, aapne bilkul sahi bola ki, these are all key dilemmas for all of us, including the promoters and the senior leadership team of kaise humko react karna hai. And if you recollect, I don't know if you were there, but about a year and a half ago, when we were anticipating a certain amount of, there was a talk of reduced sugar production and there was a talk about all these things, we had deferred, that was close to 2 years ago, when we had deferred our Mirganj distillery, I think. Now I look back and say that was one of the wisest decisions. A lot of people did not like that decision, But that was one of the wisest decisions we took at that point of time, was to defer the maker and distillery. Now, last year in December, the government ne ad hoc basis pe ethanol program ko severely curtail kar diya, presuming there will be a huge sugar shortage, which there wasn't. Now, I think the basic point the government is, within the government, the feeling that we get is they are trying to grapple with the fact, on one side, the raw material prices, the cane, the grain, those prices are going up. On the second side, they don't really want to increase the ethanol price substantially to offset this raw material price. The crude prices haven't gone up. So they are finding all such kind of thoughts, and now a sizable grain capacity has come in. So the business definitely has a lot more nuances to be and areas to be observed with. Now, iski ke saath opportunities bhi nikalti hain. Fir, like, we find that if we continue to work on efficiency improvement and reduce cost, at the same time we are able to enhance our realization from sugar, where there is an element of premiumization possible. If we are able to continue to grow our country liquor segment, where we are able to get additional value addition, and we will, and if we can reach a level where we can consume more than our own quantity and we can use other people's heavy obligation, they could become better marginal place for us. So, you know, these are going to be the key issues. But I do believe, elections ek baar Maharashtra ke khatam hone the, there have been talks about government looking at all these things. Ultimately, this industry mein government ka kyunki itna role rehta hai, they will have to look at some of these issues which they will have to comment.
Sir, when
we
look
at... Sharoor aaya hai, pichle saal tak nahi tha. But I would imagine more and more clarity will come in the next, you know, 1 or 2 months when they'll talk about export. They'll give you some guidance on export, hopefully. They'll give us some guidance on what is their view on MSP. They'll give us some guidance on what their view on ethanol prices are there.
So when we look at the ethanol blending program, which you very well articulated, that lower crude prices do act as a discouragement for the blending process in itself. But do you think that the grain would be the, maize would be the ideal selection in terms of the blending process, and our molasses would which go to the country liquor side of the story in a more proposed way? That would be the future going ahead, if crude trade and there is ample availability of grain, since you have already yourself mentioned that grain, there is a huge grain capacity setup that has come across the country.
देखिए साकेत जी, जो आप कह रहे हैं वैसे तो देखिए बहुत एकेडमिक डिस्कशन हो जाएगा, थोड़ा सा इस कॉल के स्कोप से मेरे ख्याल से बाहर होता चले जाएगा, बट फंडामेंटली थोड़ा सा ये आपको देखिए नुआंसेस थोड़े से नेविगेट इसलिए भी करने पड़ेंगे. इंडिया में वी डोंट हैव लॉट ऑफ फ्री लैंड. इफ सब्सटेंशियल मेज इज प्रोड्यूस्ड, इट विल टेक अवे फ्रॉम सम अदर फूड क्रॉप. Now, whether it is from sugarcane or whether it is from some other edible crop or something or the other, and is maize the ideal crop for India? What is the overall energy balance? I mean, those are all, we from the sugar industry don't believe maize is the optimum crop. We do believe sugarcane is a backbone for the ethanol program. So I'm saying, Mike, these become a little bit more, academic-based discussions with a lot more other issues which come into play. बट आपको इतना जरूर देखना पड़ेगा कि अगर बहुत ज्यादा मेज को उन्होंने ऐसा बढ़ के चले गया, मेज की जो सीजनल अवेलेबिलिटी एंड रीजनल डिसबैलेंसेज हैं, हाउ विल इट अफेक्ट द ओवरऑल अदर फूड क्रॉप्स.
ठीक
है, मीन वी आर नॉट लाइक ब्राजील वेयर यू आर अवेलेबल, यू नो, कप स्टंप, मोर लैंड विल कम इन एंड अदर साइकल्स विल रिमेन सेम.
करेक्ट. तो सर, अगर कंक्लूजन रखें तो H2 में वी आर एट बेटर बैलेंस than what we were for H1, since the factors which were negatively affecting us have now went away.
Recollect, December mein Saket ji sab khatam ho gaya tha na, because the government ne policy change kar di thi.
Achhi baat hai. Sahi baat hai. So we don't know exactly kya aage kya plan bante.
Fingers crossed, let's hope for the best.
Theek hai sir. Thank you for all the answer, and Shubh Deepavali and all the best to the team.
Thank you to you. Thank you to you also. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have run out of time as per the management having prior commitments. We'll take the last question from the line of Vivek Gupta from Novus Capital. Please go ahead.
This is Vivek again. I just had one more question. As and when the sugar stocks come down and you don't have any plan for CapEx, do you foresee having a good amount of surplus cash and profits to go for a buyback or some capital reorganization of any kind? Because these are things...
You see, Vivek, if you see, our balance sheet still remains healthy. Our debt equity is fairly comfortable. You know, we are at 0.24. So when you said cash is not really, cash flow is not really of a concern for us right now. And CapEx is when we see no reason for CapEx till the time that we already have enough capacity to utilize. It depends on the cane availability. So cane development efforts have to continue to happen. What will be the ideal utilization for those capexes and the surplus cash flow? I think we continue as management and the board, we continue to look at all options and all availability, including obviously if you do not find any material need for substantial reinvestments or keeping some money, then the money has to be returned to the shareholder in some way. We have a dividend policy which we continue to adhere to, and if the cash there are lesser demand on cash flows, then we will accordingly plan those kind of initiatives.
Right. My comment, my question was just because given so much of variability in the industry and every year something or the other comes up, so wouldn't be buyback or dividend be a better way of utilizing cash rather than investing more?
So we've already said that we are not really looking at, so investing more, there are two different things, you know, buyback and dividend are two very, company normally gives a buyback or dividend when they don't have any great growth opportunities and you find a balance between the two.
Right.
So we know in this industry we have to maintain a strong balance sheet, which we are very conscious of, and we have been very clear in our articulation from day one that we want to maintain a healthy balance sheet. And we will continue to keep that as one of the key focus areas for long-term sustainable growth. We look at sustainable growth opportunities, and we look at having a healthy, as per the cash balances, then we look at what is the right dividend or the payback to the shareholder also. So those are all fairly well articulated, and we will adhere to those. I mean, if we see no real major capex calls, and we see no big reason to hold on to liquidity in the company, then obviously that becomes an avenue which we will explore, the board will explore at that point of time.
Right, so that's about it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Friends, for any unanswered or follow-up questions, please reach out to Mr. Naveen Agarwal at SKP Securities. His email ID and mobile number has been shared on the conference call invite. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Gautam Goyal for closing comments.
Thank you, thank you, thank you all. Thank you, Naveen. Thank you, the SKS team, and thank you, participants, for your taking time out. And as mentioned, if you've got any unanswered questions, we've listed one or two that need to be answered. We will be sending them out. Once again, thank you very much, and a happy Diwali and a wonderful year ahead.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.